Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this third Sunday of Lent. My name is the Reverend Catherine Williams, and I am a priest, spiritual director, and writer. I'm grateful to the Dean and Chapter at the Abbey for their invitation to offer these Lenten reflections. Today, I will be reflecting on the Gospel and thinking about the growth which can come with repentance. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. And if not, you can cut it down." People came to Jesus with news of an atrocity. "Why has this thing happened to these people?" Jesus reminds those listening that the pilgrims killed in the massacre and those who died in a building accident were no worse sinners than any of us. Bad things happen. It is the way of the world. But also a wake-up call, for we have all fallen short in our relationship with God. "Repent," says Jesus. "Turn back to God before it's too late." It's a stark warning. But Jesus enhances it with a parable about God's merciful kindness. A fig tree, past its best, hasn't borne fruit for several years. It takes up precious space in the vineyard. The owner decides it's time for it to go. But the gardener, whose job it is to tend the trees, asks for a stay of execution for the fig. He will tend it carefully, giving it all the attention and nourishment it requires, offering it every opportunity to return to fruitfulness. If it responds, then all is well for the tree, and if not, then it needs to go. In this third week of Lent, as we journey with Jesus, we hear the warning about repentance, the continuing need to let go of all that distracts us from loving God and following his Son. The warning is tempered with the gift of time to get back on track. We can imagine the trusty gardener wanting the best for us, loosening our pot-bound roots, enriching our soil, nourishing our leaves, and encouraging us to drink deeply of the Spirit, who empowers us to produce the fruit of the kingdom. Some weeks hence, in a garden, at the dawn of a new era, Jesus will be taken for a gardener. By then, his sacrificial tending of the cosmos will have secured new life for all. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections each Sunday in Lent, as we journey towards Holy Week and Easter. To find out more about Lent and Holy Week at the Abbey, and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.